Everyone, we're back. We're here again on another episode of the NFL Quick Bites presented by the Ham and Turkey. We are going to discuss today the conversation around Cooper Kupp being the MVP. He's having a heck of a year. He's close to breaking Calvin Johnson's single season record for receiving yards. He leads the NFL in catches, touchdowns, receiving yards. He's having an impressive year. But to honestly say that a wide receiver deserves the right to win the MVP award is absolutely ludicrous to me. And today, I'm going to discuss my reasons why. Let's get it. So as we examine what Cooper Kupp has been doing this year, he has 174 targets, 132 catches, NFL high, 14 touchdowns, NFL high, 1,734 yards, NFL high. All these are NFL highs, and he needs 115 yards at least for the next two games to break Calvin Johnson's single season receiving yards record by 1 yard. So he needs to put up two more monster performances. But as we examine what he's done, you know, he has a 66% slot percentage. Let's look at where he's lining up first. 66% slot percentage, 31% percentage when lined up out wide. And he's Matthew Stafford's go-to target. I always make the case that Cooper Kupp has been doing this since he became a Ram. You look at in 19, he had 1,100 yards. You look at 2020, he had 1,052 yards. And then now you have this record-breaking season that he's having this year. He's always been a receiver who has been largely very productive, always been able to get open, always played majority of his snaps out of the slot. If we look at the wide receiver position from a macro perspective, one would ask and one would say that wide receiver production and wide receiver play is largely predicated on quarterback play. And we can say that as Jared Goff's tenure as the Rams quarterback, he's been below average quarterback for the duration of his tenure, got them to one Super Bowl. And if you look at Cooper Kupp's numbers, you know, in those seasons that Jared Goff was there, you know, he has average production. I mean, I always think that going over 1,000 yards isn't anything to sneeze at. But if you look at when his quarterback play rose this year, his numbers rose this year. And now it's my case that when he got better quarterback play, when he got top 10 level quarterback play, his numbers hit a new peak. So one would say if he didn't put up these numbers or if he didn't up his level of production, it would be an indictment on him as a player because he's getting more accurate passes. He has other help alongside him with Van Jefferson, Robert Woods, and then you got who was hurt at the moment, but you have Odell Beckham. Guys out there who are used to playing some snaps or majority of their snaps, you know, out wide and letting Cooper Kupp, you know, do what he does. And he plays from the slot. And we know that when wide receivers play from the slot, we know that it's easier to get open. Why? Because when you play the slot, we know, number one, you always have a two-way go. You always can beat the receiver no matter which way you go. Number two, there's a lot of space to cover, which is why teams scheme for their best wide receivers to be in the slot, which brings me to my third point, which is because they don't always see the best cornerbacks every week. You cannot sit here and tell me that a guy who does not see a team's best quarterback for 66% of his snaps is honestly the most valuable player that we have in the NFL. So the dependency of the position, which will nullify this argument that Cooper Kupp should be MVP, is my first point. Secondly, I wanted to go up and talk about the guys that he's going up against. So we say that the race for MVP is between Brady, Rodgers, Jonathan Taylor. We can have a consensus that it's those, you know, four guys, but really it's down to Brady and Rodgers. And a lot of this argument, I believe, comes from voter fatigue, because some people want to be contrarian. So they're saying, like, I'm sick of voting for the best quarterback on the best team. And while I understand the point that you're trying to get at and wanting to be a contrarian and wanting to go and break the mold, this would not be the year for Cooper Kupp to win the MVP, even if he does break the record. Why? Because Rodgers is coming off a season where previously, this prior year, where he won the MVP. And not only did he win the MVP, he got his team to the NFC Championship, right? Then this year, he's playing literally at that same exact level, and currently they're the number one team in the NFL, I believe, at this current moment in time, with 12 wins. So it's tough for me to sit here and say that Cooper Kupp, in good faith, should win it over a guy like Rodgers, due to the fact that Rodgers has way more to do with his team winning than Cooper Kupp does. You say, why do you say that? I mean, he has 1,700 yards. Like, what do you mean? What I mean is, if you go back to 2018, Cooper Kupp missed a grand total of 8 games. He missed the final 6 because of Torres ACL. Then he missed 2 more games because he had a sprained MCL that year. That year, the Rams still made the playoffs, even though he was not there. They had Robert Woods. They had Gerald Everett. They had Josh Reynolds. They had Brandon Cooks. They had other guys on that team who could win one-on-one and who could execute that system. Right? So it's not like they need Cooper Kupp to win games. It's nice to have him. He definitely helps. He's definitely a difference maker, a guy that can win and beat one-on-one coverage consistently and make tough catches. Obviously, any team could use that. But just ask yourself, if you switch Rodgers on the Rams, and let's say we take Stafford off, like take Stafford off. You switch Rodgers on the Rams and you put Cooper Kupp on the Packers with Jordan Love at quarterback, ask yourself, would the Packers still be a good team, or would the Packers still have 12 wins at this current moment in time if Cooper Kupp was their best player? And the answer is no. We've seen what the Packers look like without Aaron Rodgers. The one game that they played against the Chiefs where Jordan Love could barely get passes off, they had to call more than half their plays behind the line of scrimmage. Devontae couldn't even get the ball, and he couldn't even do his normal thing. He had the whole team, Jordan Love, that is, looking pedestrian, trying to move the football up and down the field against a Kansas City defense that was not as good as it is currently playing at this moment in time. So, with all these factors, you know, in your mind, also ask yourself another point, or ask yourself another question: if we're gonna start giving guys who play primarily in the slot MVP awards, are we going to now give guys like Julian Edelman and Wes Welker and Danny Amendola Hall of Fame consideration? Because Wes Welker, he was one of the most productive receivers for like a 4 or 5 year stretch. But have we ever sat and say, hey, I think that Wes Welker is as good as Calvin Johnson, or hey, I think Wes Welker is as good as Larry Fitzgerald? Now, his numbers would suggest that, hey, maybe he is. But we know, once we take the deep dive, that it's more system-based and it's more quarterback-based than it is his overall skill level, which is his overall talent level, excuse me. And then we bring it back to Cooper Kupp. So we're asking ourselves, you know, so should we now, you know, give Cooper Kupp the best player in the league award when you got guys like Rodgers, you got guys like Brady, who are literally elevating their team. In Rodgers' case, it's more of a perfect marriage between all three. They have a perfect system. They have elite quarterback play. Matter of fact, Hall of Fame level quarterback play. They have a solid running game. And they have a solid, above average, solid defense. So now you've seen the perfect marriage. But if you're telling me that if I take Cooper Kupp and put him on the Packers and take Aaron Rodgers off, and he's still going to give me that, the Packers are still going to be this juggernaut of a team, then fine, let's give him the MVP award. But anybody who studies the game, as I reiterated before, knows that that ain't the case. Cooper Kupp's a great player. He deserves all the adulation. He deserves offensive rookie. He deserves offensive player of the year. It's going to be between him and Jonathan Taylor. But he is not the most valuable player in the league. And anybody making a case for him to be MVP, I believe, should rethink your process of how you come to that conclusion. And that's the whole point of my podcast today, was to come and try to address or try to understand how can you possibly come to that conclusion. So I thank you for listening today. This is something for you guys to sit and think about. And if you want to interact with me and to talk about this subject further, hit me up on Twitter at edaniel77. I'm always on Twitter, ready to receive all your questions. Again, thank you for listening and tune in to episode 3.